Talks between the government and the business community concluded successfully on Friday, leading to the postponement of the nationwide shutdown strike scheduled for Saturday. A high-level meeting of the special committee formed to address traders' concerns over the Finance Act 2025 reached a consensus on amending several controversial clauses of the legislation. It emerged during the session chaired by Prime Minister's Special Assistant on Industries Haroon Akhtar. The meeting was attended by Minister of State for Finance Bilal Azhar Kayani, PM's Coordinator Rana Ehsan Afzal, Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, Chairman Rashid Mahmood Langrail, senior officials, and business leaders including Federation of Pakistan Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FCCI, President Atif Ikram Sheikh, along with representatives from major chambers of commerce in Karachi, Lahore, and Rawalpindi. Participants raised objections to enforcement-related provisions in the Finance Act 2025. Sheikh presented a charter of demand on behalf of the FCCI and other chambers, outlining key concerns from the business sector. Officials from the fiber and tax experts responded with a detailed briefing on the enforcement measures included in the Act. The committee held consultations on how to incorporate stakeholders' feedback, agreeing to form a dedicated grievance redressal committee to address ongoing issues. This new body will include two fiber officials and one representative each from FCCI, the relevant Chamber of Commerce, and the affected industry sector. A consensus was also reached on amending several contentious clauses of the Act. Notably, the participants endorsed Haroon Akhtar's proposal to eliminate Clause 9, which had faced strong opposition from traders. The special committee will now submit its recommendations to Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif for final approval. Speaking after the meeting, FCCI President Atif Ikram Sheikh thanked the government for its serious engagement with stakeholders. "We appreciate the seriousness shown by the authorities in hearing our concerns," he said, expressing hope that the Prime Minister would formally approve the agreed changes. He told the media that the country's business community had decided not to observe the strike. "The entire trade community across Pakistan stands with us," Sheikh said. "FCCI does not seek confrontation. Our preference is to resolve issues through dialogue." Sheikh highlighted serious reservations over certain amendments in the Finance Act, particularly Article 37A, assuring that the government had agreed to review it. A four-member committee has been formed for this purpose, and the government has also agreed to review Article 40B. He added that Prime Minister Shehbaz is expected to give final approval to the committee's recommendations. Hence, there will be no strike across the country. "There might be isolated cases in a few cities, but a nationwide shutdown is off the table," he clarified.